Democrats, and some Republicans too, told the FBI today that they might seek to curtail its powers to collect records. They would do so if the FBI doesn't fix problems outlined in a recent report from its own watchdog. That report said that the FBI used so-called national security letters to obtain personal phone, email, and financial records improperly and often illegally. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Here's what the Inspector General, Glenn Fine, says he found in his deep investigation of how the FBI has been using these national security letters. He found
mistakes, carelessness, confusion, sloppiness, lack of training, lack of adequate guidance, and lack of adequate oversight.
And that's the good news, because Fine says he doesn't believe most FBI investigators were purposefully breaking the law. Even so, he told the House Judiciary Committee today, the errors were often not only illegal, but also against the FBI's own internal policies. Agents are only supposed to use national security letters when there is an open case that has to do with terrorism or espionage. Fine found that since the Patriot Act passed, the letters went from being used about 8,500 times in 1 year to 56,000 times in 2004. Among the list of errors, requests for information that weren't connected to an open case, asking phone companies for information because the situation was an emergency when it wasn't, and gathering too much information, like complete credit reports. Fine's investigation focused on what errors were made and how, and not whether FBI agents were misusing their authority intentionally. Given that, Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers took issue with Fine's statement that the problem was sloppiness and not a power grab.
There's no way I can tell, but there's no way you can tell either.
Well, it is true that we did not do a performance review of every individual, so I think that's an appropriate point, Mr. Chairman, I really do. And I do think it's incumbent upon the FBI to go back and look and see exactly what people were doing, at what stages, and why they did what they did, and take appropriate action to hold people accountable.
Several Democrats suggested that given the scope of these mistakes and errors, the FBI must be reined in, and therefore the Patriot Act, which expanded these powers after 9/11, will have to be rewritten. One of the most surprising moments of the hearing came from Wisconsin Republican Jim Sensenbrenner, the former chairman of this committee and a key author of the Patriot Act.
You know, I hope that this would be a lesson to the FBI, that they can't get away with this and expect to maintain public support for the tools that they need to combat terrorism.
Sensenbrenner seemed incredulous that the FBI would make this mistake after he and other Republicans so staunchly supported it in gaining these expanded powers.
What this does is it erodes support for the function that the FBI does to protect all of us from future terrorist attacks.
The FBI's top lawyer also testified at the hearing. She told lawmakers the Bureau accepts the inspector's report and is working to correct the errors. But that may not matter if Congress steps in. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.